Today on our food series, Savor, host Will Smith visits with Michelle Calisabetta, owner and operator of the Rogue Valley's Farm Bus Bistro. It's an educational kitchen and greenhouse where kids can harvest vegetables and prepare them on the bus.
You're listening to Savor on Jefferson Public Radio, where we talk about all things food-related with a focus on keeping it local. I'm your host, Will Smith. Thank you for joining us today. I'm very excited to have Michelle Calisabetta. Finally, we have very few local ladies that come and join us. She's a local Medford woman who has this really thoughtful and intriguing business plan. And I'm really into it. If anyone has small kids or an adult who's interested in food, please check out Michelle's website. It's farmbusbistro.com. It is a beautiful website with tons of info. Welcome, Michelle.
Oh, thank you for that nice introduction. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're here. So you have had a kind of an interesting background. Would you like to tell us how you grew up in Medford?
Sure. I was born here, born and raised, and I grew up, my mom was the preschool teacher at the Medford Montessori School for over 45 years. She retired just a couple of years ago. So I grew up at the school.
Can I just tell you, 45 years doing preschool?
Oh, yes.
Did you get an award?
She certainly should have. She was an amazing teacher, is an amazing teacher, will always be.
I bet.
And touched so many lives and taught my sister and I both how to also be really thoughtful teachers. My sister is also a kindergarten teacher at the Medford Montessori School.
Same school.
Yes.
Amazing.
So that was sort of like our second home. So definitely grew up learning about being sort of a self-directed learner and how to guide children in doing that. And then my dad was a gardener and also worked in forestry in tree improvement with the Bureau of Land Management, but we always had a garden and he was always teaching me about plants. So I grew up loving teaching and also plants. And so this is a combination of the two.
For me, it's the two beautiful lessons of life is food and garden. And you definitely got that from day one, which is a unique experience.
I did. And I'm so grateful to both of them for instilling the love of these things in my life and teaching me all about them.
Yeah, so great. So fast forward into college. So given that fantastic, you know, wealth of info, what did you go and do?
Well, I kind of actually came to studying teaching as in a roundabout way, because for a long time I thought I was going to be an architect. Ah. So I studied that for a couple of years, and then I had actually gone away to Tulane University to become an architect. And when I came home in the summer, I was asked myself, why did I leave Oregon? I love it here. And sure. So I shifted gears and ended up at the Evergreen State College studying environmental studies and kind of took it from there as far as deciding, oh, I'm going to combine my love of the outdoors with teaching. Right. And so I started getting into leading students on outdoor forest ecology trips up in the North Cascades National Park.
Fantastic.
And it was actually up there that I took one season. I started out as their cook and started teaching lessons about where their food came from. Part of the program was that the students would make food for themselves while we were up there camping. And so that was really my very first time teaching kids about food. And I started getting more and more excited about food as a way to connect people to the environment and ways that they can really have an impact their daily choices.
I think about my experience, there was sort of a dead zone, kind of like after the 80s, where like the home ec sort of classes sort of dissolved at schools, and there was really no like Aggie kind of classes being offered. I mean, I'm a city kid, so we didn't get that information at all.
No. Yeah. No, I don't remember. I did take home ec when I was at Hedrick.
Right. I love that Hedrick pie.
Yep. But other than that, there wasn't anything about food education or, certainly not learning about food itself and how it grows.
Right.
So it really wasn't until I was later in college and, even while I was at Evergreen, I mostly studied forest ecology and natural history, and which I also really love. But then as I started getting more interested in food, I decided to go back to school and found a program at Portland State University that was really offered a lot of opportunities to do garden-based education. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm just getting closer and closer to perfect fit for me.
One of my pet projects. I love those programs. There's so much knowledge that comes from, it's a mix of both taking care of the planet versus taking care of your body. It's a really great lesson that's all combined. Fast forward again, when did you get back to Medford?
It's been 11 and a half years ago, and I mark it with the birth of my second niece. Uh-huh. So I came back shortly after she was born. So I knew that after she was born, I really wanted to be back close to my family again and be in the lives of my nieces as they were growing up.
Very nice. So when did you get this idea of this new fantastically creative idea?
It started out because I became really excited about the idea of building a tiny house on wheels to live in. Uh-huh. And so I was watching all the tiny house shows. And then I was actually camping about 7 summers ago and just had this idea. I had started already doing cooking with kids and in places I started out actually at the Valley School working with their middle school students, and they had a kitchen at their school, and I was there for a year and then moved over to work with the Medford Montessori upper elementary students. And again, those students were at a campus that had a kitchen that we had access to. But the other campus for Medford Montessori didn't have a kitchen. And it sort of just occurred to me that I would love to expand my program. I want a kitchen that's mobile that I could bring to the school. And, and then of course the idea was, I could then bring it anywhere and do all kinds of fun things with it. So
I did want to remind everybody that this is Savor. I'm Will Smith, your host, and I'm speaking with Michelle Calasabetta from Medford, who is the creator of the Farm Bus Bistro.com traveling nursery and kitchen. So tell us more about that.
So I call, her name is Flora. Flora is my 30-foot school bus that I have converted to be a mobile educational kitchen and greenhouse.
Is that right?
So the last 6 feet of the bus is a greenhouse, and it is meant to be growing salad greens and also herbs so that when I do take the bus somewhere, I can involve whoever's cooking in harvesting some fresh food to include in our meal.
So, and the thing that I think is really cool, I want to talk to a little bit about you later after we finish the bus about your also land program that is quite involved. But tell us a little bit about how this works and what is actually on the bus.
So the bus is a fully licensed kitchen with the Jackson County Health Department. Uh-huh. One of the first things that I got installed in the bus is a very large commercial oven or commercial stove with double ovens, 6 burners, and a griddle.
So amazing.
So, yes, cooking with 30 or 430 people for lunch, we often, will be making food and dessert. So I knew I wanted double ovens. And then lots of counter space. And because I'd been doing the program already for a couple of years, I got to custom design, all my cabinets and drawers and everything to fit all of the equipment that I had. But we do have a hand wash sink, a big 3-bin commercial dishwashing sink, and I have a commercial dishwasher, which is something you don't usually see on food trucks. But again, when we make meals for a big group like that, it's very handy.
Okay, so on a sort of calendar basis, what are you doing with that bus? I think you're doing something very cool to me.
Well, for the last couple of years, I have mostly just been using the bus to work with the Medford Montessori School upper elementary students, so fourth and fifth graders. And I take the bus to their school once a week. Right now, this year, it's Fridays. And the students have a turn once a month to each group once a month gets to get on the bus and make a full meal for their class. So we make a main dish, a side dish, a dessert, and they also help set up the whole dining room. So they iron napkins and arrange flowers and put on the whole thing and then help put it all away and clean up.
Exactly. It's a full service idea. Again, all those like life skills that I think are so important for kids to get they often don't get to see the cleanup, the cooking, and the prep work ahead of time.
Right. It really is the whole process. And it's amazing to hear how many kids are like, oh, I'll help do dishes, because they're happy doing it with their friends and just getting to actually enjoy that process of making food and what is involved in a meal.
So in addition to that fantastic program, which I'm very jealous, I also have people that are interested in helping you if you ever need help.
Oh, absolutely.
You also have this incredible place that you're living, and you're also giving the other end of the spectrum, which is the ag part. So tell us about that a little bit.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was invited by some amazing people and friends. Anna Dunlap and Clay Silsby invited me to move to their property, which they have named Arpeggio Vineyard. Uh-huh. And we started Sunflower Farm there. So they, along with the vineyard, they had all kinds of available farm land, and they have a greenhouse there. And they said, we have room for you to park your bus and live here and start an educational garden. So they've been amazingly supportive in providing this incredible opportunity. So this is our third season that we're going into, and the garden is looking really good this year. So we have a space to bring students and families out to come and actually see what food looks like when it's growing and get to experience harvesting it and tasting things right from the garden.
Amazing. So at a more formal level, you're offering kids camps during the summer.
I am. So I've been offering camps during the school year. And last summer I started doing some summer camps. This year I'm offering 6 weeks. So again, getting to utilize that amazing space and get kids out in the garden, but also there's a creek that runs through the property, so there's a chance to, you know, find tree frogs and lizards and salamanders, right, and just be out in nature and enjoy summertime.
Yeah, it's amazing. So for people that are interested in that, everything is very nicely tied up on your website, farmbusbistro.com. I urge all our listeners to take a few minutes and check out your website, because it's quite beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. You're very busy.
Yes, that's for sure.
Any last minute tidbits you'd like to throw us?
You know, I'm really excited. This year is a big year of expansion for me. So I've been doing camps and, you know, focused on the garden, but I also am now licensed as a food truck. So I will be yes, I'm going to be starting at the Medford Growers Market on Thursdays.
Fantastic.
So in just a couple more weeks, May 9th is going to be my first week there.
Super.
So yeah, I'm excited to start offering food on my own as well.
I love it. Thank you again, Michelle Calasabetta, for being our guest here on Savor. I wish you all the success and a busy summer, and I urge all our listeners to check out her website and go see her at the Medford Growers Market. You've been listening to Savor. This is JPR's Regional Food Podcast. You can find this program and more on our website at jeffexchange.org, or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.